If you want something done right, yield to the Holy Spirit, period. Let him show you. Let him give you wisdom. Let him decide what right even is. See, these are the little kind of lies, you guys. You've got to spend time alone with God and dig out of your heart. With, examine me, O Lord. Examine me, O Lord. And it really wouldn't hurt in your groups next week, maybe. Or if you have some time, sit down and let some of these lies come into your thinking. What's a lie that makes you feel superior? What's a lie that triggers the scrutinizing thing? What do you do? What do you think when things aren't going the way that you want them to go? What's the things that are triggered inside of you? And now think about it. If God's making us deal with this, you might find yourself in some situations to see what's going on in you. So don't give in to the enemy. Recognize it and break his power. When it wants you to say, I'll just do it my way, stop. Say, no, God, I don't have a way. I'm going to do it your way. When it rises up and you want to just avoid, oh, this is the devil making me want to avoid. You know what? Some of these things, guys, only go away when you don't give in to them. You can't just pray everything away. Some of them have to realize, you lost. I get it now. I see what you're doing. It's not going to work. So one thing says, oh, just avoid. Don't isolate. You say, get out of the way. Hi, the enemy wanted me to avoid, but you know what? You are a dear friend to me, and I love you so much, and thank you for pouring into my life, and Satan is a liar, and I'm just so glad that we're friends. I know this sounds crazy, but I'm avoiding, so talk to you later, bye. Do you see what I'm saying? Do the very thing the devil's trying to stop you from doing. I mean, do it with gusto, just do it. Husband's wife, same thing. Find out what your coping mechanism is. If it's running off to work, I gotta work, gotta work. When really, I just got to get away from you, got to get away from you. Then you stop and you say, right now, I feel like I need to run away from you. And I was going to use work as an excuse, as a hiding place. But you know, this is wrong. I don't want to run away from you. The devil wants me to run away from you. I want to run to you. Just give me a hug. I'm not running anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying? We've got to start breaking the enemy's power. See, I've been doing this for years. I've started recognizing these things. I used to run away. Not a whole lot, but just when John, certain things, when he would do with a control thing, I mean, I'm telling you what, I remember one day I was packing up, I jumped in the car and I'm leaving. This is like years ago. And the Holy Spirit's like, where are you going? I said, going shopping. Why are you going shopping? Because I'm not going to be in that house. God's like, you are not going shopping. What am I going to do? You're going back in that house. I don't want to go in that house. And the Lord started showing me, you run away from your house if you feel control or something. God says, that's not how we're handling it. I mean, I was in the car, I was ready to. It's like, God said, go back in that house. Get thee behind me, Satan. And the guy says, don't you dare call me Satan. You know this isn't Satan. And let me tell you something. What happens when you make these determinations? It kills the inside that needs to die. And you squeeze the devil out without even coming to an altar call. So you got to start recognizing when that's you, your flesh, and the enemy smiling. Or when it's God. He is my hiding place, not the mall. I used to do where I have to call somebody and start talking. Because like, who are you calling? They're not there. Okay, give me speed dial. Is there nobody home? God's like, I'm going to make the battery go out in a minute. See what you do. See what you do. See where you turn. See where you try to run. See what you do. And get rid of that thing so that God can be Lord in your life. Now tonight what I want us to do while we take communion is I want us to dig up all the judgments And let me say, whenever we do these kind of altar calls, believe me, many times you need to go home and think about this more and go over it more and maybe even write down some list or things. And this is really, this is what I really would like you to do. We don't have time tonight because it's 10 o'clock and everybody starts moving around a little bit, and I understand. I want you though, let's do it this way. We're not going to do it here. We're going to do this. I want you to do this at home with you and God. I want you to get a sheet of paper of the people that you scrutinize. They could be people from your past. People that if something happens, all their junk from the past comes up in your thinking. And I want you to write down all those things Satan wanted you to label on that person. It could be things like stubborn, mean, lazy, dumb, hateful, any of those kind of things. And I want you to take that list and I want you to ball it up. And I want you to say, God, I break the power of the scrutinizing demon that labeled this person made in your image and your likeness. And I no longer am in agreement with this label. And then, please don't put a name on it. Please have you all here next week. Don't put a name on it. No name. And I want you to completely destroy it. Shred it. Burn it. Kids, don't do this. Don't burn yourselves or anything. But really get rid of it. The reason I want you to do this is I want you to sit down and see what that devil has said to you about somebody else. That God wants you to be an influence in their life. He wants you to have unconditional love for that person. He wants you to be there to help that person. But let me tell you what you have to do. Then you have to get rid of that thing and then never, ever, ever let those things come back again. And that every situation you handle as if that's the first time they ever said or did that thing, and ask God, what do I do? It really works. You'd be amazed if you stop and realize how much you're reacting to past things instead of to the immediate situation. And then you'll begin to hear God, because he'll give you wisdom for what you need for right that minute. But he's not going to give you wisdom for labeling that he's not in agreement with. Now, because we're not going to take the time to do this here, please do this. Please really do this at home. Just take some time this week, put on praise music, and just, like I said, please don't write the name on there. I don't want to cause some kind of major stuff. But sit there and think of the person. And you could do it all on one piece of paper, whatever you want to do. And think of how has the enemy had you label them.